no shortage of opinions coming in on the text line on the notion of whether or not if the peace lasts in the Middle East, and we know that the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is now in effect. Early next week, we will see the exchange of hostages. And in the case of Palestinian prisoners, those prisoners, or a number of them, 2,000 of them, will be released. So if that sticks, you know, just for giggles this morning, we're talking about whether or not Donald Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. I know he has all but asked for it. I get it, which is, you know, part of what you would come to expect from Donald Trump as a leader. And some people would say that that turns them off right there. But number of people weighing in on the text line on this, there's a lot of people on the no side with their reasons. So we will get to a few more of those coming up a little bit later on this half hour. But first, I'm happy to connect with Sean Haney because I'm excited for the fact that our radio station, I mean, we have Sean Haney joining us every weekend here. He's the host of Real Egg on the weekend, Saturdays at 4 on this radio station, then Sundays again at 1 o'clock. Lots of people tune in for that. We are about to have him on more regularly, so I'm happy to have joining us today Sean Haney, founder and CEO of RealAgriculture.com. Sean, thanks for taking the call.
Hey, Evan, it's great to be here.
I'm excited to know you're going to be joining us on a regular basis now. We've got a daily Real Egg Minute with Sean Haney every week. This is awesome, Sean.
Oh, man, I'm looking so forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, there's a lot of stuff happening in the world of agriculture. And so, I've been doing Real Ag on the weekend here on Ralco for, you know, like 2 years. And you always got to wait till the weekend to provide your thoughts and commentary. Why wait? Let's just do it every day.
Yeah, no, I like it. And I mean, I'm giving you credit, too. You are one of Canada's top voices in agriculture. Lots of people like to tune in, of course, Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 1 to your show. But what will people expect from you with this new Real Ag Minute every day?
Well, what we're going to try to do is bring to the surface some of the key issues that are happening in the world of agriculture. There's a lot of things that are impacting farmers on a daily basis. And some of those things are right there on the farm or the ranch, like the weather and agronomic conditions. But also there's a whole bunch of geopolitical and trade and things like that, you know, things that are happening in Ottawa that work all their way back to the farm in Saskatchewan. We're going to provide an update on it and then some commentary and opinion on it as well.
That's what I always enjoy about our talks as well. Sean Haney is my guest. So let's just talk about a couple of things here while I've got you this morning. Let's start with ag tariffs. I'm talking specifically on the China tariffs for now. How is this impacting farmers? I'm thinking now this year's crop, close to done harvest. Now crop management planning for what they're going to seed next year. Are we going to see an impact on things that will be seeded as a result of these tariffs, do you think?
You know, it's interesting you asked that because that's a conversation that's happened numerous times this week as I've been talking to members of our audience. You know, I think in the reality, I'm not sure it's going to impact acres too much. I think we could see somewhat, you know, if we have these exact same conditions in the spring, I kind of think that we may see a bit of a dip, but I don't expect any sort of a drastic cut in acres. You know, when you talk to growers, even with all this market uncertainty and China not, you know, or being a real deterrent on canola purchases because of those tariffs, canola is still one of the more profitable crops on the farm, or, you know, one of the best, you know, better financial crops. It may not be profitability, but it's less of a loss than some of the other crops. And so I'm not sure if it's still one of the better options. I think it stays in the rotation, although there may be a minor dip depending on, you know, what the market's telling us at that time.
What about some of the other, the derivatives of canola. We know oil, crush, all of canola meal is impacted, but peas, pork. How are those industries coping going forward, strategizing to try and deal with these tariffs that at this point still show no end in sight?
Yeah, good point. No end in sight. Really a lack of clarity on what it's going to take for those tariffs to lift. China's investigation is happening on canola specifically until I think it's March of this upcoming spring. There's other commodities that are impacted, like pork and aquaculture, peas, like you mentioned, that aren't getting maybe as much of the media attention as canola is getting. If you look at that atypical case of BSC, that's going back like, what, 4 or 5 years now? We still haven't rectified that in terms of exports to China. So I don't expect, you know, when it does lift, whenever that is, I don't expect some sort of hoopla and press conference and, you know, big major announcement with Prime Minister Carney shaking the hands of President Xi and saying, you know, we're moving forward. It'll be on a Chinese website and sort of in some sort of text there and be like, oh, there's no more tariffs. So Canada needs to continue to lobby, continue to work all the different political angles they can. But we also can't forget about the major trade strain with the United States, which actually is Canada's largest export market for canola because of the renewable diesel market. And there's a lot of work being done there to not make sure that that market's not in trouble as well.
You know, it's tough to think ahead too far, but clearly we have seen, and this has been history repeating itself, that agriculture, Western Canada, often is put in the straits, in the crosshairs when there is some sort of a trade war going on or any sort of geopolitical fight happening with Canada. Do we need to do a better job? Should we be doing a better job as Western Canadians in the ag industry to try and help government understand the implications when things like this happen? Or are we already hitting that mark?
So I think more can always be done on that lobbying front of communicating with Ottawa and the importance of an industry like agriculture. But, you know, I do caution the listeners, don't feel too sorry for ourselves. Like, we're always the target. Look at the trade conflict right now with the United States. Ask steel and aluminum producers how they feel. Ask the forestry industry. You know, you look at some of the tariffs that softwood lumber is facing right now. They're probably the most disappointed group of Carney's meeting in D.C. this week on those tariffs not being lifted. So agriculture is definitely a target, but so are some other industries in the country, and that presents a real big challenge for the Canadian government to steer through some of these major trade battles. But agriculture has to continue to spread the message, have the conversations, increase the efforts in making sure not only the Canadian government, but Canadians understand the impact that agriculture has, not just food on the plate, but also the economic value that it presents to the country as well.
Sean Haney is my guest, founder and CEO of realagriculture.com, which, by the way, is the website I stop to and look at daily to find out the latest in ag news. And while I was on there last night, Sean, I saw an op-ed written about essentially, you know, the importance of infrastructure. We're talking about export infrastructure on a grand scale in Canada right now. If the ag industry wants to get their bid in on what the priority should be, what would you say? I mean, we're hearing lots about oil pipelines, but what would you say?
Yeah, in terms of a project, it would be good.
Yes.
Yeah, I think, you know, when I think of industrial policy and projects that could be worked on, there's a couple things that come to mind. Really tackling some of the trade infrastructure. Agriculture in Western Canada is very export focused. And so similar to the energy story, where pretty one-dimensionally focused to the United States, we need to have opportunities to get product as much as possible to port. And I'm not blaming terminals or railways or grain companies or farmers. It's looking at the whole thing holistically and identifying the pinch points, and let's get after it and stop talking about it and let's fix it. The other one that comes to mind is the opportunity for biofuels. This is why there's so many crush plants and the capacity being increased across Western Canada, specifically in the province of Saskatchewan, in the city of around Regina. And so biofuels are an opportunity to diversify. You know, think about canola. The more canola we crush here in Canada that is potentially used, say, for renewable diesel or sustainable aviation fuel, is the less reliant we are on China, you know, targeting agriculture and punishing us with tariffs. So I think the opportunity is big. Those are two examples that kind of come to mind.
Mm-hmm. It's and like you said there, I mean, it opens up another market to farmers, which can only be a good thing, especially for farmers in our province when it's potentially just down the road that their product is going to.
Well, and jobs. You think about the job creation for people to work in those crush plants or those renewable diesel facilities and things like that, and the economic driver that it is. So there's a lot of, you know, this demand creation for farm commodities, and it's also an economic story as well.
You know, I was on, mentioning I was on your website last night, Sean. I also saw the article on research and development, something that our country has been a leader in, especially when it comes to R&D in agriculture. But the article I read said a little bit of a lag and maybe a little bit of a pullback from investment. Have you got some thoughts behind why that's happening?
Well, it's again back to this lack of identification of the importance. And there's primary research and there's applied research, and farmers love applied research, right? Because it's tangible, it's practical, it's things I can do and use on my farm. But we can't forget about primary research as well. That's basic research. You know, that's really what drives the fundamental starting point of innovation. And you know, it's fine to, you know, as a country to import innovations and you know, use and apply research from other jurisdictions around the world. We need to do that, but we also want to continue to have that identity of being a research leader here in Canada that is not just benefiting the agricultural industry here at home, but also provides value around the world. And we've got some concerns here because we sort of rest on our laurels in some cases and need to really be committing our the amount of what some people analysts have been telling me is the amount of research and the, from a dollar perspective per capita is concerning. And, you know, there's a big budget cuts from the federal government coming. You know, Prime Minister Carney has talked about that, you know, those kind of wide ranging 15% austerity cuts. That could have an impact on some of the research too. So it's going to be interesting to see where research funding fits into those decision making in that early November budget.
Sean Haney is my guest, host of Real Ag on the Weekend. You can hear him Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 1. But starting Tuesday after the long weekend, daily you will hear the Real Ag Minute with Sean Haney, and we're looking forward to that. Pretty much out of time, Sean, but we are seeing reports provincially harvest is 93% done, although I'm always cautious with that number because I'm sure it drives the farmers that are still out there trying to finish harvest crazy when they hear that. But harvest not quite done. Any thoughts on the season, on the harvest in our province?
Yeah, you know what? Let's finish off with canola because that's where we started. Average above average for a big bulk of the province. Opposite of last year, where canola disappointed the back end of the year due to dryness and hot weather. We did not get the hot summer here in 25. We did get some of the mid-season back end of season rains. The crop filled out, and I think canola surprised us on the yield side to the upside, which is great based on some of the overall market pricing concerns that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Sean, thanks so much for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you get some downtime over the weekend.
Hey, it's my favorite holiday of the year. Everybody enjoy Thanksgiving.
Sean Haney, founder and CEO of RealAgriculture.com. And starting on Tuesday, right after the long weekend, you can listen to Sean daily. He will provide the Real Ag Minute with Sean Haney every day, weekday here on this radio station. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.